me if you know who was the short lady in white that was dancing. Yeah. Shorter than anybody else. He was dancing there.
That was Rachel's daughter, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, Lisa.
Was
oh,
it?
Oh, with me?
The
yeah.
one that was up with Rachel and I all the time.
Yeah,
yeah, it was Rachel.
Rachel's daughter.
Shorter
Lisa.
Than me. Short,
yeah.
A little bit shorter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lisa.
In
yeah,
white,
Rachel's
she
daughter.
Was.
Yeah.
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 Thank you.
Oh, didn't you? Should have introduced you, sorry.
When you are.
Oh, yes, ready. Please.
Well, good morning, everybody. Please excuse my sunglasses. I woke up with a migraine at 2 o'clock. Thankfully, I prayed through it and the Lord's got me here, so I'm very thankful to Him. So, yeah, and just thank you for coming Friday night. It was a great night, it was a lot of fun. It just proves you don't need alcohol, actually. So, yeah, it was great celebrating Richard and Rita's birthdays. So, let's carry on. And it's just so good to be here to praise the Lord. And honestly, He got me here this morning. It's the only way. And Rita, yeah. I didn't think at 2 o'clock this morning I was going to be here, so... So thank you, Lord. So much to thank you for. And our message this morning, what do we know for sure? Well, we know for sure what Jesus has done for us so, so much. And I thought it would be good to start with blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit. Washed in His blood. And if it was only that, it would be enough. So thank you, Jesus, and thank you for bringing us all here this morning. Thank you for your healing touch, Lord. And thank you that we can come here together as brothers and sisters in you to come and worship you and praise your holy name for all that you've done in our lives. So thank you, Jesus, and we worship you now in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Yeah.
my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Praising my Savior all the day long.
So, this song, Power, when I was thinking about the message that Bruce is bringing this morning, and we've already talked about the cross, and in this song it talks about creation. As I look at the beauty around me, your name cries out in everything I see. Your voice calls out in all of creation in witness to the power that you bring. And the chorus goes on to talk about the resurrection and all the miracles. So it just seemed right. It's something else we can be sure of. That God is our creator. And so much more. So much more. So let's sing Power.
As I look at the beauty around me, your name cries out in everything I see. Your voice goes out in all of creation in witness to the power that you bring. In witness to the power that you bring. Your power seen in the resurrection. Your power seen touch of your hand, and evil fled at the mention of your name. Without a vision, many people perish, all rituals replace the heart, ignite our purpose to follow where you're leading, to run the race. Touch of your hand, and evil fled at the mention of your name. Holy Spirit, fan us into flame. Let compassion flow through us every day. Holy Spirit, fan us into flame. Let compassion flow through us. Touch of your hand, touch of your hand, and evil fled at the mention of your name. Evil fled at the mention of your name. Holy Spirit, fan us into flame. Let compassion flow through us every day. Holy Spirit, every day.
There's two different endings.
Before, excuse me, before we come to prayer, I just want us to record our thanks both to Richard and to Rita for organizing the event on Friday. Great event, it was lovely. I don't know, I made a fool of myself perhaps, but but it was good, and it was good to enjoy that time together. And thanks also to Jilly and to Robert for hosting the musicians and his wife. So thank you, four of you, for a great evening. Let us now come to the Lord in prayer. Lord, may all who seek to follow you be filled with the humility that Jesus showed in his life on earth. You, who are the Son of God, lived a life of servanthood, and we are reminded of how you said, I have come to serve and not to be served. And your example is there to remind us of how we should adopt a life of servanthood for ourselves. As we seek to be your servants in this world, may others see you, Jesus, in all that we do and say. May all our efforts be filled with humility. Help us, Lord, to express a humility that will reach others in such a way that they will want to know more about you. May we also reach out to the brokenhearted, to the sick, to the lonely, to those without all the things that we take for granted. Bless all people, O Lord, and may we shine for you, and may many be added into your family. We also pray for each other and for our families and for our friends, and especially today, we pray for Jean and for Stuart. We pray for David, who has started his chemo. We pray for April, who we met on Friday, and we know that she is still waiting for her surgery. Be with Terry, be with John and Margaret. And we would remember the lady that asked us to pray for her, Karen, while the family are mourning the loss of Kevin. So, Lord, we bring our prayers to you, confident that you will hear, that you will be there for us, that you will be our peace, that you will be our comfort. And we know that you are our Saviour and our Lord. God bless you, Lord. Amen.
So, in the next song, Meekness and Majesty, Manhood and Deity, we're reminded how the Lord laid down his majesty and came to earth to be one of us. So, meekness and majesty.
Celebration. It's at the Riviera Centre on the 1st of December at 6:30. It's a wonderful time. You have to apply for tickets, but there's no payment. It's free. And these three people who are speaking are great evangelists. So here's an opportunity for us to grow and to mature in God's faith and listen to His word. It's lovely to have Jean with us. I mean, I know you've been with us for a few weeks now, but we missed your reading. And we
didn't say much for us, did you?
Right, so over to Jean for scripture.
What we'll be doing this morning, as you can see, 1 John chapter 5. Faith in the Son of God. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God, this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Concluding remarks. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. If anyone see his brother commit a sin that does not lead to death, he should pray, and God will give him life. I refer to those whose sin does not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I'm not saying that he should pray about that. All wrongdoing is sin, and there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him. We know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Dear children, keep yourselves from idols.
There's so much in that reading, which obviously Bruce is going to share with us. But it talks about us coming to the Lord in prayer, so we thought it'd be good to sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to trouble anywhere. We should
Important, isn't it? Because how can we share God's love with others if we are not sure ourselves? You may be worried when I say that I have 5 points to share with you, but don't worry, because I think you'll find that they will be short. But they're all based on 1 John 5, verses 6 to 21. First of all, number one, Jesus is God. No mistake about that. Some people, oh no, he was just a good man. Rubbish. Jesus is God. And we are told in Scripture that there are 3 witnesses to it. What are they? Well, first, the first witness is the water. Do you remember when Jesus was baptized? Oh, I'd love to have seen that. But when he came out of the water, the voice of God was heard. This is my son, with whom I am well pleased. In fact, he said, this is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. Can't have a much better testimony than that, can you, from God himself? And the second witness was the blood. I want to just share with you from John 12, verses 27 and 28. This is Jesus speaking. Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No. It was for this very reason that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. And then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Many people heard that. You know, when Jesus shed his blood for us, he went to the cross willingly. He shed his blood as the sacrifice for our sins. And you know, God our Father had sent Jesus, hadn't he? He sent Jesus to the cross because God the Father knew that his son was the one, the only one, that could come down here on earth without sin and be the perfect sacrifice. Jesus shed his blood, yes, but it was the Father that sent Jesus. It was the Father that knew that Jesus, being his son, being part of the Godhead, that this was what was required. And the third witness is the Spirit. The baptism, the death, the resurrection, and so much more. The only witness that I haven't gone into in detail is the Spirit. And of course, we know, don't we, that the Holy Spirit was there at the beginning of creation. The Holy Spirit has been here all the time. But look, what happened when Jesus met with his disciples after he had died, yes, but after he'd risen from the dead. What happened? The Spirit came upon the believers in a new and wonderful way. The Spirit had been working in creation in many, many ways, but now the Spirit comes and is available to all who will honestly believe. You know, my friends, it's no wonder to me that the centurion who watched the crucifixion said, "Surely, this is the Son of God." And I think won't find it here, but I think that that centurion must have felt the Spirit working in him to reveal what he hadn't believed, but he came to believe. Surely that must have been a great testimony, and it was the work, I believe, of the Spirit. So Jesus is God, yes. Verses 6 to 10 show that there are three witnesses: the water, the blood, and the Spirit. Number 2, believers, verses 11 to 13, have eternal life. True, isn't it? Yeah. We have eternal life. If we truly believe in Jesus, if we accept that he is the Son of God. He's not only the one that came down here on earth and lived what you might call a human life. No, he wasn't just a man, part of the Godhead, the very Son of God. And it was Jesus that preached about eternal life. And so did all his followers, his disciples, apostles. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believed should not perish, but have eternal life. Yes, believers have eternal life. And then number 3, verses 14 to 15, God answers prayer. Do you remember the prayer that Jesus taught us? Kind of a model for us of how to pray. But you know, one sentence: may your will be done. And so if we are praying, we know that we must want, we must require, we must see God's will done in all that we do. It's important. It is vital. People may say, "Oh, well, I prayed about something, but God hasn't answered me." Can I tell you that God listens to all prayers that come to him. Oh yes. He may answer you straight away. He may take time and want to teach you patience or teach us patience. It may seem that he didn't answer because what we were asking was not in accordance with his will. But it doesn't mean to say that he doesn't love us. It doesn't mean to say that he hasn't heard us. Our God is much more than that. Our God is a God who hears the prayers. Why do we say we bring this prayer in the name of Jesus, your Son? Because we know that Jesus is part of the Godhead. We know that Jesus himself prayed to his Father. We know that Jesus' ministry here on earth was encouraged by the Spirit. My friends, don't let us misuse prayer. Don't let us use it for our own gain without any thought whether it's God's will or not. God answers prayer. Number four, Christians do not practice sin. Verses 16 to 18. Can I just share with you 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. When a believer sins, they can confess their sin and be forgiven. Did you notice? I said Christians do not practice sin. In other words, yes, when we come to Jesus in repentance and faith, he accepts us and our sins are gone, never to be brought to us again, never be thought of. We're never going to be charged with them again. They're in the past. But you know, as faithful as you and I might seem to try and be, we are going to make mistakes. We are going to commit those, what you might call, misgivings or little sins or whatever. But what are we taught? When a believer sins, they can confess that sin and be forgiven. But what we've already received is the ability from God to put sin as a way of life out of our reach. God has dealt with sin, but when we do something, perhaps we said we'd do something for the Lord and then we didn't do it, we can come and say, Lord, you know what I've done. Oh, you know, Lord, what I haven't done. Forgive me. And if that forgiveness is real, if it is sincere, then of course it will be forgiven. But what we cannot do is we cannot practice sin, not live a life of sin, because that is the past. Jesus has paid the price. And then number five, verses 20 to 21, the Christian life is the real life. Oh, friends, come on. What life have we lived? Has it changed since we accepted Jesus? You know, eternal life begins when we accept Jesus. Some people seem to think that eternal life comes when we go to be with the Lord in glory. But no, we live a real life. It's an eternal life. It should be a life full of joy. It should be a life full of peace. It should be a life that looks and serves God. It should be a life that we share with others so that they may come and know Jesus. What is our life like? Have we ever had a kind of look at it? Have we rarely been honest? What have we found? Well, I don't think there is among God's people what we might call a perfect life. God understands our weakness. We read that in Scripture many times. But He is there for us. And there is a life. What does Scripture say? It's an abundant life. It's a wonderful life. There is a real life for us to live. And one day, we will be with our Lord in glory. Praise the Lord, because our God is one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And we need to be sure of that. If we're not sure of it, how can we really share it with other people? So let us be challenged. Let us make sure we understand what God's word says. And may we be also be sure that the Spirit can take us, weak as we may be. Perhaps we find words hard to share with other people. But you know, weak as we may be, the Spirit is there to do a wonderful work in each one of us. We want to live a life of abundance, a life that is lived for God and God alone. And to Him be the glory. Amen.
Thank you, Bruce. Some wonderful reminders there. And just as we're coming to communion, I thought it'd be good to sing, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain an Interest in the Saviour's Blood?" And we've talked about eternal life and so much more. And the last verse, "No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in Him is mine. Alive in Him my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne, and claim the crown through Christ my own." Amen.
And can it be that I should attain an interest in the Savior's blood? I deep
come at the request of our Lord to do this in remembrance of him. So, let us come because Jesus loves us and he died on the cross for us. Let us come and meet the risen Lord Jesus. For not only did he die, but he rose from the dead and is alive forevermore. Come and bring our concerns and our problems to him and believe that he will deal with them for us. Come like the disciples, ready to do whatever the Lord requires of us. Let us come with thankful hearts. Let us come in humility, and let us go in confidence, because Jesus is Lord. Let us pray. Lord our God, we remember the words of Jesus. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord, when we begin to think of all that Jesus has achieved for us, Lord, we have to be full of thankfulness. For it's not because of our own merit, but it is because of your grace, amazing grace, that has saved us. And Lord, as we take bread and wine this morning, may we do it in truth and with sincere hearts, with thankfulness, and with determination to follow you all of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we remember that Jesus took the bread, he gave thanks, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you." Stephen, would you come and share? We know that when Jesus met with his disciples on that wonderful occasion, he took the cup and he said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it," he said, "do this in memory of me." We will keep the cup until we are all served. Stephen again. very precious blood of Jesus was shed for us. Let us drink this symbol in memory of a great and wonderful Savior. Dear Lord, may we go to our family and friends and to our homes, knowing that our Lord Jesus will be with us. Let us go in peace, loving and serving our Lord. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us and all those that we love, both now and forevermore. Amen. I am so glad that Jilly has chosen this last song. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, how great thou art. Thank you, Jilly.
Amen. Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, we have only just sung it, but it just seems so apt for today.
On the cross, my burden gladly.
May we come together in a circle as we normally do and say the grace together.
Well done, Deborah. Yeah. Good ending. I wasn't even going to attempt that.
What did you call it? Old thing. Come on, old thing.
May
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.